Good morning. Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez announced plans for mandatory face coverings outside in response to a dramatic rise in COVID-19 infections. The rule was dropped only 6 months ago, but Spain saw a record 49,823 cases on Tuesday. The Omicron variant is spreading across Europe fast, and the World Health Organization says the region is once again the epicentre of the pandemic. Here, the variant is believed to account for almost half of infections. Mr. Sanchez told regional leaders the mask measure will be put to ministers and signed into law before Christmas. He also announced an acceleration of the vaccine booster program with greater involvement from the military. Spain has had a successful vaccine rollout and during the autumn months avoided the kind of strict measures imposed by other countries. But the Omicron variant has spread in a matter of days and the incidence rate has jumped to 695 cases per 100,000 people, which is higher than a year ago. Last Christmas, some regions sealed off their borders, which limited travel. But in Parliament yesterday, the Prime Minister sought to reassure the public, saying, "Don't worry, families will be able to celebrate." The World Health Organization's Europe Regional Director Hans Kluge said the Omicron variant was already dominant in the UK, Denmark and Portugal and would likely become the continent's main variant in just a couple of weeks. Three Swedish nationals are facing a possible 52-year prison sentence for placing two explosive devices at a home in Benarvis and a business in San Pedro Alcantara, both properties belonging to the same person who survived the attacks. The Public Prosecutor's Office is also investigating the three for belonging to a hitman squad, as well as the possession of explosives, attempted murder, identity fraud and ongoing damages. The events took place on the 9th of October 2018. In court documents, the prosecutor said the men drew up an intricate plan to make an attempt on the victim's life and property. The accused used a BMW car, which was stolen in Belgium back in 2014, to transport the bombs, and they later torched the vehicle. And the number 86148 has been drawn as the top prize in the El Gordo Christmas Lottery. Holders of the lucky number will get €400,000 for each decimo they hold. The number was sung at 12:12 p.m. yesterday by children from the San Ildefonso School in Madrid. This year, a total of 172 million decimos were put up for grabs, bringing in €3.44 billion to the state lottery, of which 70% is distributed in prizes, amounting to some €2.4 billion. The most eagerly awaited number is the Gordo, the fat one, worth €400,000 to lucky players that each hold a lucky decimo. The second prize is €125,000 and the third is worth €50,000 for each tenth of a ticket. This year, prizes of up to €2,000 can be collected through BISM. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.